experience to work getting you the best deal on the thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline in Seguin for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Welcome back to Caseville High School. He's Eddie Fury. I'm Rick Laza, and we have high school football coming up. Right now, it is our national anthem. High School. That was the Caseville Eagle marching band with our Star Spangled Banner. Eddie Fury, Rick Laza with you on this cold and wet Saturday afternoon. Some rain showers moved through earlier during our pregame kickoff show, but now it looks like the rain has subsided. But the wind, Eddie, will be a factor straight out of the west. Temperatures in the upper 40s today, and just not a very good day for high school football. Unless, you know, if the moisture weren't here, it'd be just fine. But other than that, it's going to be a little slip and slide affair here, I think, this afternoon.
And, you know, hopefully the officials have enough towels out there to dry that ball out there. So things that could come to favor Caseville's favor, maybe so.
Or engage.
If you want to control the tempo of the game, you know, hopefully we'll have that for Caseville. It is homecoming here. You can actually see some of the Caseville football players here. Playing instruments also, so
5, 6, 7. I see seven of them out there in the marching band, playing in this in the national anthem and in the pregame show here for the fans that are on hand here, and a decent crowd here for a Saturday afternoon. And it's homecoming in Caseville, as we mentioned several times here. But again, a very windy afternoon, and who knows, that rain might just level the playing field for everybody involved.
And the support for the Caseville Eagles football program here is as strong as ever still, and just I'm really impressed with the money they raised here to get the press box done. The first year last year, they got the field ready. It all happened so quickly too, and you got to credit the fans and the folks and the boosters are all participating in this. And also with the new school edition here at Caseville Eagles and all that is still underway right now, you know, with the school of choice out there, and even talking to a friend of mine named Bruce here, he says, you know what, we got one of the top school programs here. People need to take a look at Caseville schools.
Former athletic director Tom Kennedy also up here as well, along with,
by the way, I do believe your son, one of the top players last year for the Caseville, all-around athlete for Caseville. I think he's in the trophy case somewhere over this picture there. So, yeah, was it Tommy Kennedy, was it? Yep, Tommy Kennedy, and he led the this Caseville Eagle football team last year as quarterback. So.
In fact, unfortunately, he was injured in the game that we were covering last year against the North Huron Warriors, was taken off to the hospital by ambulance for precautions, but evidently
he jumped out of the ambulance and came right back to the game. Though that's how fucking kitty he is.
But I want to know is, you know, everyone's got Caseville, these nice red Caseville sweatshirts on. Where is ours? I do have a red T-shirt on today, but I'm showing pride for both schools today. I didn't want to upset anybody, so
you can say I'm an Eagle fan.
Yeah, you're just the wrong Eagle.
Oh, come on.
Deckerville.
Okay. We're going to get ready here for kickoff, folks. It is homecoming here for the Caseville Eagles, and
I did miss who was going to get the football. They did have the coin toss at midfield, but nonetheless, we can let you know that high school football today is brought to you by the folks at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb Cellular, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick M25 in Seawing, Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Seawing, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth, Moore Motors of Carroll, Caseville Schools, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, and B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We are just moments away from kicking off this eight-man football game between the Caseville Eagles and the Olengage Bulldogs. As we talked about, the Olengage Bulldog attack led by Quinn Smith. He is the senior running back, 135 carries on the year, 1,800 yards, and averages 13, almost 13 and a half yards per carry, 31 touchdowns on the season. The Caseville Eagles will get the football to start things off here in this eight-man football game. The Olengage Bulldogs set to kick off. It'll be Ben Good in to do the kicking duties. Ben is a 6'5" senior, and he is all of 6'5" as he gets set to tee up this football.
Also playing tight end on offense.
Back deep on the return for the Caseville Eagles, a young man by the name of Earth. That is what he goes by here. He's the foreign exchange student here in the Caseville Eagle program. Earth, number 5, that's what we will call him all day today. But the kickoff is a low bouncer that will be fielded and down right at the 50-yard line out there by number 13, Brandon Jimkowski. And we are underway. Eddie Fury, Rick Laza with you. Cruise 102 FM High School Football on this Saturday afternoon from Caseville.
And that is something you see a lot in eight-player football. They'll try to get those onside kicks. And luckily, Caseville was aware of this from earlier in the season against an Olengage and even last year. But Caseville and right now in good field position right now, already at midfield, just barely over in Olengage Bulldog territory.
Keep an eye on Cole Simmons. He is their leading rusher in the handful of games that they've played so far this year. 31 carries, 118 yards. And we've got our first penalty marker on the afternoon on first and 10 from the, I have it spotted at the Olengage 49-yard line. And this flag will go against the Olengage Bulldogs for lining up offside. So a 5-yard penalty will bring up first and 5 for the Caseville Eagles.
Not the type of start you want to have, especially with the experienced team on at least on the varsity level for Olengage, but a good deal there for Caseville Eagles.
First and 5. They'll spot the football just inside the 45-yard line. And the Eagles come up to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, number 10, Andy Miller. Sophomore quarterback Andy Miller hands it off, going straight up the middle. It'll be number 34, Cole Simmons.
Number 30 of Olengage getting a tackle, but a good positive yards here for the Caseville Eagles. Not too far for the first down in this first offensive series for Caseville.
A nice tandem here. Cole Simmons, a sophomore, 5'5", 185 pounds. Andy Miller, the quarterback, also a sophomore, 5'8", 140. You get these two working together for a couple seasons, and when they're seniors, look out. This Caseville Eagle football program will have something to say in the NCTL race. Second down and 3 for the Eagles. Handoff going straight up the middle and pushing the pile ahead down to the 35-yard line. It's the ball carrier Simmons, and that is an Eagle first down.
Number 44, Ben Good, right there on the tackle for defense for Olengage, but a good surge there for the Caseville Eagles. Gets the first down and the ball at the 35-yard line. First and 10 now.
No score in the football game. Just underway from Caseville High School. 11:15 left to play first quarter. Eddie Fury, Rick Laza with you. It's Cruise 102 FM High School Football on a Saturday afternoon. Andy Miller up under center, takes the snap, hands it off, and again it'll be Cole Simmons, the ball carrier, and Simmons pushes his way down inside the 30-yard line. Pick up a close to 6 on the play. Second down coming up.
Ben and Dan Good out there with the tackles, and it took two of them to bring him down. Simmons, like you said, a sophomore.
Second down and 4 for the Eagles.
This drive starting just across the 50-yard line for the Caseville Eagles and able to get positive yards. Continues to drive down the field.
Miller up under center calls out the play. Some movement on the line, and we may have seen the Bulldogs jump offside.
Good hard count there. Good experience. That's a draw off the Olengage Bulldogs. Some different, I guess, hard counts out there on the line there.
And that will result in a first down by way of penalty. So a first down here for the Caseville Eagles. Good first opening drive here for the Eagles.
And keeping it on the ground. Like I said, control the tempo of the game.
Considering the field is wet, now they'll spread things out. Two receivers split wide in each direction. Miller, not in at quarterback, but he is on the line. And it's a high snap, a direct snap right to Cole Simmons. And Simmons is dumped in the backfield for a loss. So just as I say that the Eagles are having a good sustained first opening drive, Simmons on the high snap, forced to jump up and haul it in.
Brett Morris and also Ben Good with the tackle for Olengage and just good awareness, concentrating on just grabbing that ball and not turn it over.
Loss of 3 on the play, second and 13 coming up. Ball sitting on the Olengage 27-yard line. Miller back in at quarterback, hands it off. It's Simmons on the carry. Simmons over the left tackle,
number 33.